Blog Talk Radio.
I remember when I told God yes, I was eager to do what he told me to. In obedience, looking out in the crowd, I see eyes closed, tears falling, hands lifted, people praising and worshiping too. They didn't see me, they only saw you. It felt good, but something was missing. See, I'm empty inside, and I'm wondering why. Will I ever feel what they felt from me? I didn't know the price of yes. What cost me so much?
I've been broken and bruised, wondering will God heal you, crying out to you, got nothing left to lose. Father,
broken.
I've been broken and bruised, wondering will God heal you, crying out to you, got nothing left to do. Father, hear my plea, need you to rescue me, 'cause I'm broken.
To say, not sure where I start. I'm afraid to begin. It's all falling apart. See, I thought because I was working for you, everything wrong you would undo, but it wasn't quite true. It's hard to admit that I can't feel you like I used to, 'cause I'm in ministry and I'm messed up. I'm confused with no one to talk to. I need a breakthrough. I need a breakthrough, 'cause this is the thing you've anointed me to do.
I'm broken.
Woo. I'm broken.
Cause there's a lie left in you to do for me. Now that you're broken,
push me into purpose. And so I said, God, why does this keep happening to me? So I was riding in the car, and I was looking at some...
Hallelujah. You can take your seats in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many know the kingdom of God is at hand? Hallelujah. The kingdom of God is at hand now. Hallelujah. Not tomorrow, not the next day, but the kingdom of God is at hand now. He said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Jesus is already in the camp. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be before you long, but I'm just going to drop a short foundation, and then we're going to pray for some people. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe in this hour that God is causing us to make the necessary adjustments. He's causing us to get in line. He's causing things to line up concerning us because it's a quick work that needs to be done. I believe that God is getting his church ready. He's getting his church ready and so we can be sent out. Because in this evil day, it's going to take some real saints with some real power to conquer these real devils that's being released. How many know the enemy is not playing? And we're going to need some saints that's on fire, that's sold out for the kingdom. Holiness is still right. Amen. We're going to need some saints that's holding up the bloodstained banner and stand flat foot and tell the enemy, no, you cannot come into this city. You cannot come into this gate. God is raising up strong intercessors. He's raising up strong watchmen. He's raising up strong gatekeepers that will keep the gates of the city. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you on your post? Are you on your gate? It's time for a spiritual checkup. It's time for a spiritual checkup because some of us is out of line. Some of us is on the fence. Some of us is asleep. Some of us is in sin. But God ready to deal with that today. Amen. Because the kingdom of God is now. The kingdom of God is at hand. Amen. Hallelujah. The kingdom of darkness is forcefully advancing, and the Lord wants the kingdom of God to forcefully advance, but it's going to take you getting on your post. It's going to take you doing what you need to do in order to make the proper adjustments. Turn to your neighbor and say, the proper adjustments. With the proper adjustments, there's some things you got to walk away from. There's some relationships you need to cut when you're making the proper adjustments. There's some soul ties that you need to break when you make the proper adjustments. There's some things that God wants you to just flat out walk away from. There's some things that's in your phone. He just wants you to flat out delete them. Delete the contact. I don't know about you, but I got an iPhone and I can block the contact once I delete it. There's some relationships that you're in right now. I know I'm talking. I know I'm in the building. There's some relationships right now. You need to delete the contact and block it. Because there's no future in it. There's no future. There's no future in that relationship with you that you're with. That ain't your husband. He's somebody else's husband. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I ain't scared to preach the gospel because, see, I'm getting on the plane tomorrow, and I'm going back to Youngstown, and I'm going to continue to bust heads in Youngstown, Ohio region. See, because I'm on my post. I'm on my wall. I'm on my wall, and that devil can't come in the gates of the city of Youngstown, Ohio. He's a liar and a defeated foe. You see, Jesus obtained his order of eviction 2,000 years ago on Calvary that we can stand in our rightful place in the earth. Are you in your rightful place? Are you in position? A lot of us want the blessings of God, but we're not in position. There's a certain posture. There's a certain position that you must be in order to receive the blessings of God. There are prerequisites in order to receive the blessings of God. You wonder why your finances are not flowing. You're not a tither. And when your pastor asks you for extra money, you keep it and you go to McDonald's. Your God is your belly. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me in this Presbyterian church. Hallelujah. 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 Like I said at Pastor Grant's conference, I'm a gangster in the spirit. I come to take your freedom back. I come to stand with you. I come to act as a liaison, to begin to pray with you, to begin to touch and agree with you, that your freedom will return, that you can go out and be effective marketplace ministers in the earth. Hallelujah. I want to see people free. I want to see them delivered. I want to see them walking in their destiny. I want to see them fulfilling the purposes of God. I want to see them hitting the nations. I want to see them opening ministries. It ain't just for the four walls. It ain't just for the four walls. God wants us to release the anointing in the marketplace. He wants us to release the anointing in the Walmart lines. He wants us to begin to flow in such authority where you in the line and you say, you know what? I'm going to pay for your whole bill. See, God wants us to be effective. Sometimes you're not going to reach people until you're able to pay a rent, until you're able to buy groceries for them. A lot of people are not trying to hear you. They ain't trying to hear the prophetic flow. Because they ain't got no house. They ain't got nowhere to live. So God wants to raise us to that level where we're effective, where we're able to pay people's rent and get groceries and sow money into their lives. I don't know about you, but I'm a strong giver in the earth. And my cup never runs dry. Because see, when you give, it comes back. It's just a principle. You don't have to be spiritual for that. When you give, it comes back. But the Lord makes us promises in the Word of God. As we began to give, and as we began to give our tithe, He said, overflow. He said He'll open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. See, when you're in alignment, when you're in direct relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and you live holy, you expect great things to happen for you. Somebody say, I walk in the favor of the Lord. The Bible says He daily loads us with benefits. I don't know about you, but I need my benefits. And if you don't want yours, I'll take yours too. Hallelujah. 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 I remember that song. I remember that song, Lisa Page. I forgot their name, but they were saying, you're living privilege. Y'all remember that song? It's like old. It's like an old song, but they're saying you're living beneath your privilege. You're living beneath your privilege. You're not accessing all of God's abundance because you're in sin. And sin has a way of beginning to isolate you. It begins to push you off to the curve. But when you're living right, and when you're walking in integrity, you expect the blessings of God everywhere you go. Everywhere you look, you're looking, you're looking, you're looking. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody in here today? Hallelujah. Let's go to the scriptures, amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to Luke chapter 16 and verse 15. I need a reader. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was fine. Read loud for me. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 16. Verses number 15 through 18. Can I get a reader? Hallelujah.
15, and he said to them, you are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts, for that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were until John.
Hold on, sister. Hallelujah. Are you at Luke 16, verse number 15? Let me just go ahead and read it. And he said unto him, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, and they shall speak in new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Hallelujah. Let's go over to Luke chapter 4, verse number 18. Luke chapter 4, verse number 18. Come on and read for me, Pastor Misty, prophetess. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 4, verse number 18 and 19. Praise God.
And the Lord is upon me.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
He's anointed me to preach the gospel. And so somebody turn to your neighbor and say, I'm anointed. Come on, turn to your other neighbor and say, I'm anointed. I mean, say it from your gut. Say it from your crawl. Say, I'm anointed. Continue.
Come and let's go back on a journey. The year was 1963. The place was Nutley, New Jersey, in the First Baptist Church.